we take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as I touch the ground.
Behind the scenes, lots of action going on as we prepare to get into another hour of conversation. The Doug Steffen Good Day program and how things are today. How things are. How are things with you? And how are things in the world? This program is not about the basic philosophy of life that food, sleep, and sex is all that you need. You need more than food. More than sleep, more than sex. You need to know what's going on in the world. So this program is devoted to those conversations that will help you understand what's going on in the world, whether it be helpful tips from our Queen of Sheep, Roberta Fasanelli, television information and news. Normally Jennifer provides that because she's out today. We haven't nixed her report. I'll come up with some of the news from the world of television. Meanwhile, there are a lot of other things that are being handled, if you will, including the usual things. We talk about what's in the news here. This is a news talk radio program, so you'll know as you get started in your day, whatever time it is that you listen, you'll know about the important stories of the day, a twist or two here and there. 888-302-3684 put you in touch with us here. Ken Kessler is with me. It's Ken or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. The thread, or one of the threads of our conversation today, follows the news media and whether or not you trust this. More or less has come out of the realization that last Sunday or Sunday before that, when the 60 Minute Show, which is supposed to be at the height, the apex, the epitome of news coverage and the story that we get behind the scene, we're going to tell you what's going on. Well, what they told you wasn't right. So it has brought about this whole hoopla aimed at getting, and I think we've asked the question at both of our social media sites. Kenny is following that, so a few more calls on it perhaps, because I think it's of value. It is about the news that we talk about. And so in a moment we'll go visit after we've taken a look at, or look, this is a radio program. How about taking a listen to my read on what the big stories of the day are? Number one, the doctors and the advocacy that's being presented for a far wider use of statin drugs. New guidelines on preventing heart attacks and strokes suggest a third of all of you should consider taking the cholesterol-lowering drugs. The first cynical thought I had about this study is it was paid for by the people who are developing all these drugs. Don't know whether that's true or not. I put in a call to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a member of our staff and a noted cardiologist, because he works late. He hasn't shown his face or his ear, or we haven't heard his voice yet, but I'm sure he's got something to say about this. What say you about it? 888-302-3684. Other news coming out of the typhoon Philippine problem. 8 people crushed to death at a rice warehouse as these people storm a government facility. And they took away 10,000 sacks of rice yesterday. The food shortage has worsened. There's no water. There's no electricity. Pretty much no nothing. And whatever food there is, people are starving, literally, and they're trying to get at it any way they can. And that's why all of these people were killed yesterday as thousands tried to get into this facility. Hawaii Governor Neil Abercrombie has signed a bill legalizing same-sex marriage, and what they think is going to be the most important impact of this, it'll boost tourism in Aloha State, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people go over there, get married. 888-302-3684. The tallest building in the world, One World Trade Center, panel of experts have looked at the height of the new building in New York versus the Chicago Sears Tower. Sears Tower loses. New York building, World Trade Center wins. So why is that? I guess it's all about ego. Where the heck is Roberta anyway? Does anybody know where she is, Michael? You're having the usual? Huh?
I haven't heard anything from her.
All right, so the World Trade Center, tallest building in the world, there's a 408-foot spire on top of the World Trade Center that counts toward the building's full height, making it taller than the Sears Tower. It's called the Willis Tower now. Let's see here. It is the Sears Tower is 1,368 feet, and the World Trade Center, or One World Trade Center, is 1,451. So it bests it by, what, 87 feet.
It's that spire on top.
Yeah. At that height, who cares, right? Maybe that's the bottom line. Bill Clinton says Mr. Obama should honor his health care promises. As interviewed, says that he believes the president ought to keep his promise, especially regarding the health care law, assuring that there will be, I think there's always been a rift anyway, Obama doesn't like Clinton and Clinton doesn't like Obama. That's pretty evident.
Right.
Right? I mean, there's no secret there. Clinton doesn't like it because Obama bested his wife. And now he doesn't like it because Obama's made a mess of the Democratic Party. What Clinton said, quote, "I personally believe, even if it takes a change to the law, the president ought to honor the commitment the federal government made to these people and let them keep what they have." And why not? Right? I mean, because there's political shenanigans going on behind the scene. The Republicans say, okay, we'll take advantage of this and we'll KO the whole thing. That's not going to happen. Get together, will you? Do what Chris Christie does. A lot of people were interested in my comments regarding Chris Christie in the last hour. I have good things to say about Chris Christie because I think he's what we need. I was talking about the virtue of him sort of getting it. And the reason I got an email from somebody who, pointed out that Chris Christie, according to Rand Paul, is using Sandy relief funds for television ads. Anybody heard that controversy? Roberta, did you hear that in New York? There much discussion about it?
Not at all. No. First time I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Rand Paul apparently is jockeying for position as a probable 2016 candidate. And so he took a shot at Chris Christie, suggesting that he was using Sandy relief funds for television ads to pump up his own visibility before the election. I don't know if that's true or not.
Wow, but that's pretty outrageous.
What, that he did it or that he's accused of doing it?
No, that anybody would even make an accusation like that, especially
Why?
If it's not true.
It's politics. What are you talking about? It's politics.
Well, yeah, but still, you know. Yeah. I mean,
You know,
I guess they just want to put, you know, ideas in people's head to make them doubt stuff, you know.
Of course they do.
It's true.
That's their idea of how to win. They can't on their own, although I think Rand Paul has a lot of good assets. I think Chris Christie has a lot of good assets. There are a lot of people who spend a lot of time trying to find holes. These are called political strategists. What's going on? What are these guys? Rand Paul didn't figure that out. Someone of his aides figured it out. Or saw or heard a rumor or whatever it was, and so they grab onto it and they use it. What difference does it make in the light of eternity whether it's true or it isn't true? I suppose you could get down to, well, it's all about judgment, it's all about whether it's fair, that sort of thing. But I'm telling you, people think Chris Christie is one of the best guys around, and they like liking him because he's like many of them / you. And that's why people like him. And
like them or you, how? How do you think that he's like us?
I think he deals with the realities of his size particularly well. He takes advantage of situations that help him in his job, that make New Jersey his number one focus. The people in New Jersey love him. Look at how he won against a state that is overwhelmingly Democratic. Nobody even knows the name of the other guy. Who ran? Tell me who we ran against. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, that means there's something there to be reckoned with. All right, before we run ourselves too tight on time, Roberta Fasnelli is going to have our Queen of Cheap report. Just a matter of moments at 16 and change after the hour on the Wednesday Good Day program.
OfficeMax, business tip of the day. According to a survey by the National Small Business Association, nearly half of all small businesses have been victims of cyber attacks. By storing your business data on the cloud, your sensitive information can be protected with a secured platform. Boost productivity with anytime, anywhere access, and reduce hardware, paperwork, and management costs. This tip was brought to your business by the new OfficeMax Services Center.
Let's get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new Services Center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
You keep saying you got something for me.
It's ankle boots.
Something you call love.
Those super stylish ankle boots you love from Old Navy? This Saturday only. They're just $19 for women, $15 for girls. Because girls' feet are smaller.
One of these days, try this Saturday only. Plus, this weekend, all shoes are up to 35% off. Only at Old Navy. Offer valid on select styles and in select stores only. Saturday, November 16th, while supplies last.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fasanelli,
who's brought to you by Kohl's. At Kohl's, you can expect great things. Countdown to the holidays going on now at Kohl's. Perfect way for us to get into the queen of cheap, who has great deals today as we focus on what people are actually. There are a lot of people out there buying for the holidays.
You should be buying for the holidays now before the crowds really get crazy. And you got some really good deals, too. Let's start with, you know those little fridge magnets that have, like, numbers and letters and for your kids, and you can teach them things? Or I always like to like write things on the fridge with them. Well, they're really, really cheap right now at Amazon. You can get the numbers for just, get this, 65 cents, and you can get the letters for $2.72.
Wow.
Plus, if you join Amazon Moms, or if you're a student, you can get the free Prime shipping for a couple of months. Just remember to unsign before it's over, but just in time for the holidays. Hey, Amazon Prime free, terrific, terrific deal. Let's go to Office Max. You know those elf yourself? You upload your photo and you have those really ridiculous, like, little elf dancing things that you do online. Remember those things? Well, now you can get an Elf Yourself calendar absolutely free from Office Max. It's a little bit of a rigmarole to get it done, but I think it's worth it because those elves are really pretty awful, but kind of funny at the same time.
Cute.
And that's a great DVD set. It's called Liberty's Kids. It's an animated DVD set. It's 40 episodes, and it's all about the American Revolution. A great way to teach kids And it's at Amazon. It's only $5.99.
Check it out. Liberty's Queen Kids. And Chief Report in the box at DougStefan.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Going back to the voice from last night, Roberta. See what we think about. Well, it's not the same kind of a show as we were focused on yesterday. This time, left over from Monday night. This is a lot of the contestants sort of presenting together and then being separated out. This is the male contestant contingent singing We're an American Band on The Voice last night. Let's crank it up for a minute here, Michael. See what we think about this. Good morning, by the way. Welcome to Good Day. Roberta, Kenny, I don't know. This kind of stuff, maybe I'm going to edit this myself. What's accomplished by all of this? Kenny, under the circumstances, you don't know who's really singing.
Is it a group song?
Yeah.
It's always horrible.
Yeah. All right. So let's go to Adam Levine and his team singing A Hard Day's Night and see what we think of this, Roberta. Like they can't sing, so they're going to yell it. You say that all the time. That's what
I feel.
Right,
I'm always shouting.
I mean, think about getting. Adam doesn't sing like this, does he, Kenny? Adam doesn't sing like this.
No.
Does anybody who's really successful sing like this? When you have like a big voice, Whitney Houston was a good example of this, or Kate Smith, if you go back decades, they have the natural big voice and they can carry it off. Celine Dion is another one kind of like this, that has that big voice. The best was Karen Carpenter, though, I think, of any of the, in the last 40, 50 years. So they don't have to, they've got that voice, and they don't have to yell and scream, they just have a big voice. That's it. All right, so enough on The Voice from last night. We're not impressed, I guess that's the way, unless I'm reading it wrong. Kenny, you're impressed or not?
No, I'm not
impressed. No. Jennifer's not impressed, even though she's not here. And I know Roberta's not impressed. Now, let's find out if you're impressed with something else.
Okay.
You remember, there has been a lot, and there continues to be a lot of shots taken by the late night folks at the website for healthcare. At the Country Music Awards last week, there was a mockery which some people took offense to. Only, though, the defenses or offense that's taken is by those who are trying to defend themselves about something that's indefensible, i.e. the healthcare plan, program, website, you name it, it's a mess. So here are Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood with their parody of Obamacare. It's called, this song originally is Amarillo by Morning. This is called Obamacare by Morning.
Brad, what's wrong?
I twerked my back. I think I need to see a doctor.
Hey, do you have that Obamacare?
Obamacare? What's that?
I started signing up last Thursday and I'm almost done. Let's go to the website and get you to find out.
Oh, okay.
It can't be too hard, right?
Why is it spinning?
Oh, it does that.
Okay. Why is it smoking?
I don't... Maybe we should restart it.
Obamacare by Morning.
Why?
I'm gonna wind up with hemorrhoids.
Here till dawn.
We'll have cataracts and a
you go. Worth a laugh, or two, or three, or four. That's certainly part of what is tying up the news media today. Our thread through the program is whether or not you trust the news media. The story about the coverage of this story, the Obamacare thing, and the Benghazi thing, and lots of other things are bringing rise around to people wanting to express themselves. So feel free to do that at 888-302-3684. In each of the hours of Good Day, sometimes I continue a strain because there are different participants with us. Jennifer not here today. Roberta is. We'll get Roberta's spin on it as well. So lots is happening. Nothing new there. This is the Good Day program where everything is new. Every day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, you go into the pet shop recently and dog toys, cat toys all over the place, but are they really safe for your pet? Listen carefully. Pet shops are crammed with doggy toys and kitty toys. Many of them look like great fun, but you should check any toy over very carefully before you purchase it, just as you would if you were choosing something for a baby or small child. Can your dog chew or pull off any loose pieces from the toy? Can she swallow any part or all of it? If she can, might be able to, then don't buy the toy. It's that simple. In fact, as you get to know each other better, you and your dog or dogs will soon learn to make your own toys and games. And with patience, you should be able to teach your dog some simple tricks. You know, most dogs get a great kick out of pleasing their owner in this way, but you should always encourage your pet with rewards like hugs and kisses, cuddles, and a hug and a kiss again once in a while. Now think about this. When you go to the pet store, pick up that toy, feel it, look at it carefully. If it looks dangerous, if it smells dangerous, if you have any idea that it may be dangerous, put it back. Go home. Give your dog a hug. I'll see you next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Stephen. Her good name is Roberta Fasanelli. His good name is Ken Kessler. And we're here to do an overview of what's going on in the world today with your participation at 888-302-3684, among other ways of being in touch with us. If we talk with you directly about the news, the media, do you trust them? I'm sure you'll have some input. I find it interesting as I look through some of these things. This is my business, not my life, although I suppose it is. I have threads through my life like you do. A radio program is one of them. My farm, my children, my family in general. How about you? People that you love are the threads in your life. So maybe some of this stuff is not so important, but if you don't have a life, some people get really worked up about some of this stuff because you don't have the usual things going on in your lives that most people do. They worry about getting their children to school on time. They worry about getting to work on time. They worry about paying their bills. And so many of these things become a sideshow to your reality. You've noticed that. You have other things going on in your life, Roberta, other than what's going on in the news every day. Kenny, you have things going on in your life other than what's in the news every day. But you're still are distracted, if you will, or attentive to what's going on. Certainly the Philippine death toll, the situation there, the idea that there are thousands of people who are dead, hundreds of thousands of people without anything to eat, millions of people missing, all of that stuff. And so the United States are working on trying to help the situation. The USS George Washington is on its way to the Philippines to bring help, but it's 4 or 5 days away because it couldn't get close, it couldn't get through. It was sent because there was at least some pre-planning on the part of the Defense Department. They figure, okay, we'll send a ship that'll be full of supplies and we'll help out that way, so we'll have it standing by. We know we can't put the ship in the middle of the hurricane. That'd be just foolhardy, so they let it set outside the hurricane zone, and now it's trying to get in there, but the weather is still fairly bad around that area, so it's been delayed, and that's one of the repercussions of this. There are a lot of people in various parts of the world that are donating. The charities in Britain, for example, the first day raised about $20 million to give for aid there. I think the same sort of thing is happening over here, so you wonder out loud, what's the appropriate way to give? You're going to be scammed if you're not careful. That's just the reality.
It happens all the time whenever anything like this happens.
Things. Yep, there's going to be a scam. Look for some well-known, well-respected, well-thought-out group. If you're thinking about giving to some new aid relief group called Citizens for the Philippines, I think I'd be taking another look at that. All right, the usual.
You go with someone that's a known name. It's a known entity.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Okay. So there's that going on. The whole business, we haven't heard back Michael from Dr. Ken yet, right? About the use of statins, that's a big story today. The fact that the Toronto lawmakers, that is the city council there, are trying to deal with the mayor of Toronto. A lot of people wonder how Canada works versus how the government of the United States works. Pretty much the same kind of stuff. They have a parliament, we have a different kind of legislative branch. But when it comes to mayors and city councils and that sort of thing, City Councilor Adam Vaughan in Toronto says, we are shunning him, referring to Rob Ford, the mayor, who says, I'm not going to resign. What'd I do? I just smoked a little crack. What's the big deal? He clearly has gone off his rocker, shot himself into outer space, said another city councilor. So, here we go. Here's something that's floating around today. The government has not yet acted on a recommendation made 45 years ago. There have been a number of deadly passenger bus crashes, and those who want to control your life want you to wear a seatbelt when you're in, like, just like you're in the plane, wear a seatbelt in the bus, and they want to have the bus equipped with a device. If everybody's seatbelt isn't hooked, the bus won't run.
Oh, wow.
How do you like that? Let's say you're in a Greyhound bus, right? And you're going cross country and you want to get comfortable and you want to put the seat back, take the seatbelt off, and go to sleep. If you take the seatbelt off, according to this proposal, the bus will stop.
But what if you have to go to the bathroom?
Well, that's the whole point of it. These people don't even. This must be another Obama special. Because they don't think the ramifications through. Hello, how long did it take you to figure that out, Roberta? 30 seconds. Right? What happens if you have to go to the bathroom? Ding, 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 ding. All right.
So what if you're too large and the seatbelt doesn't fit?
Ding, 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 ding.
Right?
Problem number two. Keep going. 888-302. I used to be in the bus business. And the man out there, it was a big debate about whether to put seatbelts in school buses. And the kids, when they tried it, they used the seatbelts as weapons. They'd whack each other, especially the elementary kids. There was a lot of damage done. A lot of people were hurt, noses broken, bloody nose, that kind of stuff. Kids, you know, that's the way kids are without supervision. So then they want to pay to put a supervisor on the bus so the kids will be safer in the seatbelt. Meanwhile, the monitor is standing up, and the bus stops, and the monitor goes down to the floor. Okay, you get the picture. 888-302-3684. So, in terms of the news media, whether you trust it, I have been thinking lately about the publicizing of public shootings, and whether or not the news media publicizing these shootings. Look at how many we had last week. Wasn't there another one today? It seems to me. I see something, some other story about shooting. I mean, these things are everywhere. Does this lead to an increasing number of copycats? Yes or no? Roberta, yes or no?
I don't think so.
Don't. All right. Kenny, what do you think?
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Food for thought. Part of our discussion of whether or not you trust the news media. Does the news media publicizing these shootings lead to an increasing number of them? 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, on the general front of whether or not you trust the news media, here's Harold in North Carolina who has a consideration.
Well, I tell you, I used to listen to CNN, and it's become so liberal now that you can't really pay attention to it. I watch Fox News, and they'll be actually on the news. And you turn to CNN, and they're like on a movie star or a ball game or something. It's irrelevant to most people. But Fox News has both sides. They'll have a liberal person and a conservative person. And you get to listen to both sides and make up your own mind.
Right. Okay, so you want to know the best example of how wonderfully well Fox does in that department? If you notice, and I say this advisedly, I'm not going to name names. I did this once before, and it didn't do me well. It didn't serve me well with my friends. So I'm just going to leave it at, look at the way the women who are conservative and the men who are conservative look. mm-hmm. on Fox versus the attractiveness of those who are from the other side. Facial, outfits, general demeanor, and I think it'll tell you something. Be aware of it. Just be conscious. I'm suggesting it now because maybe you haven't thought about it.
But are you saying the liberals look better than the conservatives?
No, the other way around.
Oh, the
liberals are on the Fox. The
okay.
liberals decidedly look less attractive and are hired for that reason. All right?
And the ones who aren't hired get shouted down.
Yeah. Right.
When they have someone from either side on to discuss something,
mm-hmm.
the host will listen to whoever's on the right, and when the person on the left starts to speak, both the guest and the host usually shout them
right.
down.
Yep. They have done probably since World War II and the era when there were, who was it, Hermann Goering? Who was the manager of... I forget who it was, the manager of news and information that came out of Germany. I don't think there's been... Oh, I probably should edit my comments now. I'll stop. George in Tennessee on the news media.
The only sources I really trust are what I would call original sources, such as C-SPAN, television, televising Congress, committee meetings, or similar type programs where you hear the main actors, especially political events. I especially distrust national media such like Washington Post, New York Times, Associated Press, CNN, all the NBC stations, CBS. They all have a very significant bias. And you can tell that by the headlines and the adjectives. Both in the verbal and in any written stories. I worked 60 years as an engineer, and I have an inherent distrust of opinion, especially second or third opinion. You know, get the facts right. And there are an awful lot of institutions that are modifying facts, that are creating facts. And I listen to news, and then I put my filter on.
That's one of the best calls. No comment needed after that because the guy's got to figure it out. You agree, Roberta? Maybe not. No.
Not completely.
Really?
Not completely.
But that's because you don't agree with... Well, sorry, you don't have to. I'm not going to analyze your statement either. Kenny, what do you think?
I'm leaning toward what that caller had to say.
Right. All right. What do people on Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter say about our continuing thread here regarding the news media, whether it's trustworthy?
Helen says, I haven't trusted the left or the right for a long time. Where is Walter Cronkite?
Yep. Pushing up daisies. Or maybe he's in a poppy field. Ever think about that? Anybody else?
Pushing up poppies instead of daisies?
Could be. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Who else, Kenny?
Jane says, when one or two corporations own all of the news media outlets, you have to take with a grain of salt what they spoon feed you.
Mm-hmm. How many people have seen the story? I'm asking this question because I know the answer. Not many. When it comes to what's going on in Afghanistan, we know the Taliban made its money and survived because of opium and the opium trade. Mm-hmm. Now, did you know that poppy cultivation and production over in Afghanistan, where many of our troops are still in harm's way, has reached record levels this year? And some of the programs, our men in the armed forces that are over there, instead of chasing around looking for Al-Qaeda, they're involved in programs to counteract the poppy cultivation and production of heroin and opium. Mm. So our soldiers are over there dealing with a program. Now, people say the reason they're doing it is because it gets back, eventually, that stuff gets back to America and we're saving American lives. You hold with that? Do you hold with our soldiers being used to cut back on the production of poppy?
All the technology that we have now between, you know, they say you're supposed to be able to see a dime from the satellites in the sky, and you've got the drones, and why do you have to put American lives at risk? Just use the technology. You can locate the poppy fields and then just bomb them. I mean, I don't get it.
Well, why?
I don't get
it. How do we have the right to bomb anything in Afghanistan?
You know.
How do we have that right?
How well, I'm just saying, if you feel like you have to do this, then, you know, you can do this without, you know, putting American lives at risk.
All right. More food for thought. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. A lot of thoughtful things in the air this morning. Television report. A couple of quick notes coming up here on Good Day. It's 13 and a half for the hour.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance superbuys. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens.
10% in points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good. Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. Light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be about the mask responsibly.
Consumer purchasing and storage habits of fresh fruits and vegetables can significantly lower their nutritional content, making frozen fruits and vegetables a better choice. The Frozen Food Foundation recently partnered with the University of Georgia to conduct a study that compared the nutritional value of frozen produce with their fresh counterparts. The study of 8 popular fruits and vegetables, including blueberries, broccoli, and green beans, was led by University Professor Dr. Ronald Pegg.
Our research shows that frozen fruits and vegetables are nutritionally equal, and in some cases superior, to their fresh counterparts. That's because frozen fruits and vegetables are picked and frozen at their peak ripeness, locking in their nutrient value at the point of freezing.
For more information on the study and the benefits of frozen food, visit frozenfoodfacts.org. Again, that's frozenfoodfacts.org.
57 channels. Michael, are you asleep? Have you, what have you been doing? Have you he's smoking, you know what he's doing? Smoking that stuff that the mayor of Toronto got from the Taliban. That's what the problem is. There is a bit of a controversy. Adele, the singer, was offered a lot of money from L'Oreal to endorse their products, and she said, no, thank you. I thought that was pretty interesting. How many stars do you know that would turn down millions of dollars to do not a lot of work? Huh?
Springsteen
does that all the time? Does he really?
Well, think about it. Have you ever heard any one of his songs in a commercial?
Nope. Now that you mention it, I have not.
Nope.
No.
He said nope. And he could have made, tens of millions, hundreds of millions probably over his career.
A&E says that the Mark and Donnie Wahlberg reality show Wahlburgers will premiere in January. The series will follow the two siblings as they go back to Massachusetts and join forces with their brother, Paul, who's the executive chef at a hamburger restaurant.
What? It's like the Kardashians go to
I'll bet you that it'll be the two of them together. That'd be kind of an interesting show, I'm going to guess. Yeah, that's a Bostonian saying that. 51 after on Good Day.
Time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filters, filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Time for us now to have a visitation with our favorite pet person. Warren Eckstein is here from The Pet Show, which is heard around the country every weekend. People who want to know about how to care and treat for their lovely... I'm sitting here looking at Charlotte, Warren. You'd love that. She's looking across the... She's in one room and I'm in another room and she's hungry. So she's giving me that look. She's been very hungry. Last night, I took her to the exercise class. She has a pet exercise class. And in that, she gets a lot of exercise in the water. She goes, they play limbo. So the dogs go under a limbo stick to see if they can do that. And they go over a very kind of a grueling, depending on how good the dog is, course of sticks and wands and all kinds of things. She, for her age, does very, very well. But I think you got to keep doing that with the dog. You know, it's the same as with people. If you don't
keep
yourself,
absolutely, you
got
to keep
right?
up with them. As a matter of fact, I just had an email from someone who's starting Zumba classes for dogs.
All right, we'll explore that, and expose it in a moment here. Warren Eckstein joins us on Good Day.
You keep saying you got something for me.
It's ankle boots.
Something you call love.
Those super stylish ankle boots you love from Old Navy? This Saturday only. They're just $19 for women, $15 for girls. Because girls' feet are smaller. One of these days, try this Saturday only. Plus, this weekend, all shoes are up to 35% off. Only at Old Navy. Offer valid on select styles and in select stores only. Saturday, November 16th, while supplies last.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance supervised. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens.
10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 131.14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The magic of that speaker that you're listening to, Warren Eckstein, is with us here on the Good Day program, your animal's best friend. I noticed something that we don't often talk about. I know you do. You get into these sorts of things on your weekend program, which is heard on a lot of these same radio stations every Saturday, East Coast time, 1 o'clock, right? Isn't it 1 o'clock on the East Coast?
It is 1 o'clock East Coast time, right?
All right,
sorry,
so anyway.
4 o'clock East Coast time. I'm so confused. You know what? I'm in
1 o'clock West Coast time.
Savings time.
Yeah.
I have no idea what day it is or what year.
Good for you, Warren. Congratulations.
4 to 6 East Coast time.
Okay. So there was a focus, and I'd bet that somebody would call you or ask you this question with ice disappearing. There are problems with those animals that live on the ice cap. For example, walruses are now cramming Alaskan beaches because, as a marine mammal, They are, I mean, under the circumstances, they live in these big ice, they're, you know, if you've seen video of them, they're these ice packs. And they live, they go in and out of the water and that sort of thing. But according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, there are a lot of these walruses that have moved and are modifying their habitat because of the melting of the ice. So how does that work if they're on the beach versus being on ice? How might that, I mean, I don't expect you to be an expert in this, but...
Animals are pretty adaptable. That's one of the amazing things about them, Doug. Animals can pretty much adapt. But, you know, here's my feeling. This whole thing about the warming and everything and the change of the polar bear sleeping here versus sleeping there, I kind of believe that's cyclical. You know, polar bears have been around an awful long time, and I think it's a time now where it's warming up, and they've adapted to the warmer weathers. I don't think we're losing them in any great numbers as far as any reports I've seen. And I think that you know, 100 years, 200 years, 300 years down the road, I think it's going to start changing again, and they'll be back on the ice. So I think it's a cyclical thing. I think it goes back and forth. In terms of the animals themselves, one of the amazing things about animals, which they have above us for the most part, is their instinct and ability to survive via changes.
Mm-hmm. The food that you feed your dog, the people who feed the same things from the table that humans eat are missing the doggy diet. And I was reading something about how you ought to load your dog up on carbs. How does that translate with you? What do you think the best food for your dog is, your dog, Warren's dog, or our dog in general? Should there be a similarity between what dogs eat and what humans eat or not?
Well, you know, it depends on a specific animal. Let me give you my answer to that. I mean, it's a very common question, especially with all the recalls coming in.
Right.
More and more people are starting to cook for their dogs and cook for their cats. And I don't have a problem with that if they've really educated themselves and understand the concept that cats need taurine in their diet, dogs need this in their diet. So I have no objection to someone who is going to cook for their pet, provided, this is really a provision here, that they've really studied and educated themselves in terms of the nutritional needs of their pets. And that's where supplementation comes in, and it's so important. But a lot of people, what they'll do now is they'll open a can of tuna and they'll put it on a swell for their dog or their cat, and they're just not going to get the nutrition. In fact, it could be detrimental.
Check out Warren's vitamin line.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.